God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We thank you for tuning in on tonight. We hope you will receive a blessing from the Lord. At this time, let us go into a word of prayer led by Pastor Sheila Hameen.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbling ourselves, asking you for mercy, O God, asking you to look down upon us. Oh, my God, we are praying right now that you will search our hearts and anything that you're not pleased with, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us and remove it from us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask tonight that you will send forth your word and let your word have free course. Oh, God, let your word come to our hearts. Let it abide in us, O Lord Jesus. We ask that you will reach that soul tonight that's distraught, soul that's discouraged or feeling cast down. Lord, please stretch out your hand right now and lay your hand upon them. Touch their heart, O God, through your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, minister unto them whatever they need right now, Jesus. Lay your hand on them and touch them, oh, God.
Lord,
the heavy burden, Lord, God. Move upon them right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name,
Lord, we're calling on you for help tonight, asking you to remember us in a special way and send your anointing right now, God.
Destroy
the yokes of bondage. Right now, while we're praying this prayer, God, tear down strongholds in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
deliver the bound souls, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
loose their shackles, oh God. Destroy the yoke upon it in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, my God. Only you have the power. And we're looking unto you, Lord. We're depending on you. For without you, we can do nothing. We are nothing. We need you right now, Lord Jesus. We are in the flesh and we are weak, oh God, and we need strength. Send on strength tonight, Jesus. Strengthen us where we're weak, oh God, and build us up where we're torn down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are sick in their bodies, asking that you will touch them right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord, please.
Them. We're praying right now that you'll rebuke that sickness.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, I command the sickness to flee from their body. Make them whole right now, Lord. Raise them up, oh God, and let them give glory and honor to your name through the word of their testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name, asking you to remember them in a special way and bless them, oh God. Have your way.
Have
your
way,
Lord. Will be done, Lord. Anoint the speaker tonight, Jesus.
Let
your word flow freely through her mouth. We know you have the power. Do it right now, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
Help
us, Lord God, to receive your word. We are looking to you. We are waiting to hear from you, Lord. Speak unto us, oh God. Speak to our hearts. Do it right now, Lord. And whatever it is that I didn't mention in this prayer, you know all about it, Lord Jesus. We are asking that you will grant every prayer request and every petition, let it be done according to your holy will. We believe it and we count it as done, Lord, and we thank you for it. We praise your holy name. We thank you for this broadcast and for everyone who is listening in tonight. Oh,
yes.
God, let a special blessing come upon each and every one, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly all of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Lord. Praise the Lord. We will have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Praise God. Thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for this broadcast, all of you that are listening in. I will be reading from the 30th number of Psalms. That's the 30th number of Psalms. I will be reading the King James Version Bible, and I will be reading the entire chapter of the entire 30th Psalm. And it reads, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide my face, and I was troubled to thee, O Lord. And unto the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not to be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Praise God. Thank God for the entire reading of the 30th number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 30th number of Psalms. Now we will hear from Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681, pound sign. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice, title one school, and one is O-N-E. Added to our prayer list, we have Andrew Gale, Ava Brown Feliciano, Ray. And we also want to continue to pray for India West, Ventria Blackshirt, Jada McBride, the pastor from Camden, Miss Carol, Tanasia Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacy Kellum and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Cheryl Edmond, Sarita Logan, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, Jamel Yori, Evangelist Reedy, yes, and Ava Brown Feliciano, she is missing. So we want to definitely pray a special prayer that the Lord will bring her back home. And I'm just going to sing a portion of this song. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Well, he didn't have to save me, but he did. He didn't have to save me, but he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, and I'm so glad that he did. I'm so glad that he did. Woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Well, he didn't have to love me, but he did. He didn't have to love me, but he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did.
And he didn't have to heal me, but he did. He didn't have to heal me, but he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, and I'm so glad that he did. I'm so glad that he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Yeah, he didn't have to die, but he did. He didn't have to die, but he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hey, he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. We're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of back into the hands of Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have some exhortations or words of encouragement come through Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture. Thank God for that song of praise.
Yes.
Glory to God. And thinking on the word of God, how God, he is such a loving God. He's such a God of mercy. And
ooh,
thinking about his anger doesn't endure forever.
Amen.
If the Lord gets angry with us, a blessing that his anger only endures but a moment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. And I tell you, I thank him for just being so merciful and so gracious, because we are sinners down here, saved by grace. And sometimes we don't do things according to the will of God.
Amen.
And we may not do what the Lord command us to do when he wants it done.
Yes.
We can sometimes cause God to be angry with us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a blessing indeed for us to humble ourselves before him and repent immediately, because he is a loving God. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for his precious word. The word of God is so beautiful, and we can cry to him and he will come to our aid.
And
I thank him because he didn't have to do this, but he did.
That's
it
right.
Because he
Amen.
Loved us. Hallelujah. He didn't have to die upon the cross, but
Amen.
He did it of love. And there
Amen.
Was nothing that could cause Jesus to come down off the cross
thank you, Lord.
And stop dying for the sins of the world.
Yes.
Nothing could cause him to change his mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it was the love of God that kept
Thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Up on the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
He could have just spoken
Thank
a word and called
yeah.
the legions of angels to come to stop them from even
Amen.
Crucifying him.
Amen.
But he came for that purpose. He
Amen.
Came to suffer for us. He came yes. to die for the sins of the whole world. And
yes,
I thank him because he did this. He didn't have to do it. But
thank you, Lord.
Did.
And yes,
I'm
did.
So glad that he did, because while I was a wretch undone, living in sin,
thank
it was
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord's grace, hallelujah, years yes. before I even came along, while I was yet in sin, Lord,
yes.
praise God, he did it for me. Glory
yes.
to God. And he did it for all of us. I just thank the Lord for the gospel truth broadcast. I thank God because God keeps on proving himself. He keeps on making ways. He keeps on opening doors. We
Amen.
Ought to continue to give God the praise. We ought to keep
yes.
on singing unto him. Amen. We ought to keep giving thanks at his remembrance of his holiness.
Amen.
At the remembrance of his holiness. Give him thanks because of how holy God is. And I'm coming on in, praise the Lord. But because of how holy God is,
yes, yes,
we ought to give him the glory and honor and really reverence God, because He didn't have to even think on us.
Amen.
Who are we or what are we?
Thank you,
Lord. He would even think on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But just remembering his holiness, it ought to bring you to a point of humbleness, to a point where you fall down and worship him.
Glory, yes.
Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him yes. honor. Because all that he does for us, he doesn't have to do it.
Amen.
He does not.
Amen.
But he does it because of his love and his great compassion toward us. And I'm so grateful. I just want to say to you this evening, sure, that you tune in with your heart and open your ears that you can hear from the Lord. When the word of God is coming forth, be attentive, listen closely, and hear the words of the Lord. When he speaks to you, you will know it's the Lord speaking directly to you. And so as we prepare for the word of God, I'm going to ask you to please take your mind off of everything else. Move all your little hindrances out of the way. If you're snacking on anything, put that aside.
Yes.
If you're texting somebody, put down. Don't be texting while you're on the phone right now. Whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing.
Yeah, amen.
And get ready to hear from the Lord. As we turn this broadcast over to our speaker for tonight, please pray along with her. And pray for her that God will have his way. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful exhortations and words of encouragement coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. Now, before we go into the word, I want to know if Sister Rosetta is on the line. If you're on, you can give your testimony at this time. We're going to give you a chance before to the word. If not, we thank the Lord anyway, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your word. We pray that you will send your word, send your anointing, touch and bless. Let some soul be saved, healed, and delivered. We know you can do it. We are trusting in you. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God. We're going to go to the book of Revelation, and I believe it's the third chapter of Revelation. In the 8th verse, we're going to start there, but we are continuing with the message of salvation.
All right.
The door to salvation is still open. This is part
Amen.
3. The title tonight,
All right
you,
now.
You can come to Jesus. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what happened in your life, what kind of tragedy has happened in your life, or how low you may be, you
Rosetta
can come
Lee.
To Jesus. Glory to God. And the theme is the door to salvation is still open. Now, I
still
believe
open.
We said that salvation is complete and free deliverance from sin, if you remember. But yes, you can have salvation today. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for everyone that's on the line tonight. I don't know what happened, but Sister Rosetta, she wanted to tell her testimony, and she has a testimony.
I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead. God bless you. You can Sally. You have a testimony that the Lord has given you, and he spared you. So you can go ahead and give it at this time.
Well, first I'd like to say I'm giving all honor to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, I wouldn't be here.
Amen.
Like a year ago. It started 2 years ago. I got worse. I had bronchitis a couple times. So I kept getting hoarser and hoarser, and I could hardly talk. So people kept, I was going to a program, and people kept telling me, you know, you need to go to the doctors and get that check. So finally I did. That took like a whole year because, you know, like, oh, I'm okay. It'll get better. So finally, I was at the program one day, and they told me, you know what, we're going to, I called the triage nurse at my primary care doctor. And they were like, well, where are you? Because you need to go to the emergency room. And I'm like, no, I already got an appointment with you. They're like, no, you need to come now. So next thing I know, I'm at the hospital. And I remember getting an ambulance, but I don't actually remember going into the hospital with my daughter. So when I woke up, I was in part of the emergency room. It wasn't like the regular part. It wasn't the curtains. I was behind a door. And I woke up. I had oxygen on me. I had a thing you put on your face when you have asthma to get treatments. And I had a CPAP on, or a sleep apnea. And I was like, why is all this stuff on my face? And they were like, well, you dozed off and we didn't like the way you was breathing. And I'm like, that's not what I came in here for. So anyway, I dozed off again. And I woke up, my sister was next to me. She said something. She gave me a kiss on my head. She disappears. I doze again. I wake up. I'm in the hospital room. Now, meanwhile, I had already been diagnosed with a mass on my adenoids. And I was scheduled to get a biopsy March. The 17th of March, which I don't remember none of this, I ended up at the hospital because I stopped breathing. When the ambulance got to the house, I had actually coded. And they were trying to get me to breathe, and they're squeezing the bulb, and new air is coming out. The person that was here with me, they said, you know, it took them 15 minutes to get you to start breathing again. They would not give up. I was like, get out of here. And he said, no, I'm serious. They would not give up, and then eventually the bulb started reinflating. He said, then when they got you outside in the ambulance, I don't know what happened, because it took them like 10 or 15 minutes before they pulled off. So I'm like, well, what happened? Because I don't remember none of this. They get me to the hospital, and I guess they put me in surgery because I have COPD, and they thought that the mass in my throat was restricting my breathing. So they said they had put me under, but I was pulling on the tubes and IVs, and I was pulling everything off me. And I had four of the COVID symptoms. And they apparently hadn't tested me before I went in there. So they would test me. Meanwhile, they had called my son, who lives in Delaware. And he just told them, well, look, I'm her power of attorney, because they needed a decision maker on me. They said, we don't know what's going on. Mm. She might not make it. You know, she was almost dead before they got here. So I don't know what I was doing. I was supposed to be under. So they found out with the COVID test, I wasn't. I had three symptoms, and before they went to test me, I popped a fever. She must have it. Let's test her. So anyway, they tested me. They said, okay, she doesn't have it, but she won't let us go down her throat because they had to go through my nose, my sinuses, go down my throat to look at the mask. So I wouldn't let them do that either. So what they did is they put me in ICU, and they said I was in there. And the doctor said, well, I was kind of testy. And I said, yeah, I was in there cutting up. That's what was going on. He said, you're still pouring tubes out and whatnot. So to keep you breathing, I had to put you in a coma. I stayed in this coma for 10 days. I had a lot of bad dreams. It's like the whole time I was in there, I was running. Like something was chasing me. And I remember dreaming that I was in Cooper on the top floor. I was behind glass. I remember somebody saying, she's not doing too good. I don't know if I was dreaming it or if it was actually going on. But when I finally got out of ICU and got into step down, I was, you know, I was, I woke up, I was a mess. I thought everybody wanted to kill me. And, you know, something in my mind just kept saying, the devil was after me, he's trying to get me. And I thought everybody was trying to kill me. The staff, people that I, my neighbors, everybody. I'd never seen their faces. And then by that night, I was really psychotic. And they had to put me back to sleep in the room. So they left me there. And I stayed there for 3 days. They let me go home. 2 weeks later, I stopped breathing again. And then I got to the hospital. And I'm asking my son, but what is going on? And my son was like, well, you stop breathing. They were giving me bits and pieces of what happened. But I have a mental health background. So they were like, everybody was, you know, trying to be soft with me. And finally he said they wanted to go through your throat. They didn't want to go through your nose. They wanted to actually cut your throat and look at that mask. And I was like, cut my throat? He said, yeah, they was going to do a tracheotomy on you. But I didn't think you was going to come out of it. That's why they pulled you out of the operating room the first time. So when I ended up the second time, when I went in there, it was light. 2 days later, I wake up, it's dark. And I'm in the cardiac unit. So I'm crying. I'm like, what's wrong with my heart? And they're like, oh, calm down, you know. This is the only place we had to put you because this was at the beginning of the virus. And it was just a mess in Cooper. Couldn't get no visits, nothing. So I end up back in there. They said, no, we put you here because we don't have room to put you nowhere else. So they kept moving me. And I ended up back in ICU step down. And they're like, okay, you have a certain amount of days. Are you going to agree to have this surgery done because your son already signed off on it? And I was like, my son ain't signed off on it. You know, just go ahead and go through my throat. Am I going to be able to talk? And they were like, well, we don't know. So I'm counting the days down. I'm praying. People around me that was coming in and out my room, they're moving them around. I'm praying for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people were in such worse shape than I was. I didn't have no choice but to pray for him. When I was trying to get out the hospital, I was like, I'm taking you with me. They were like, where are we going? I'm taking you with me because they're trying to, you know, I don't know what's going on. But finally, they did the procedure. Now I'm in the recovery room. And it's supposed to be a biopsy when you go in, take the test, 3 or 4 hours, you leave. They did the biopsy on me, and I'm in recovery for 12 hours. They're like, your breathing ain't right. And I, you know, I'm looking around, and the room was full when I got there, and I dozed off and woke up. The recovery room was empty. I was like, oh, goodness. So I started hyperventilating, and they said, no, just calm down because the doctor can't pour that breathing tube out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, you got your breathing, don't talk. So eventually they got me back and sat down. Everything looked good. They let me know what everything was good. They put me in a private room. 2 days later, I went home. I had pneumonia. And they tried to put me back in there, and I was like, I'm not going back to Cooper. I'm tired down. The second time I went in, the nurses were like, Miss Rose, were you being bad again? And I'm like, no. I don't know what happened. And they're like, again. But, you know, I am so grateful because I feel like the devil was after me. He wanted me. But
yes,
God was like, no, it's not your time.
All right.
It's not your time, and I've got you. And he had me the whole time.
Thank you, Lord.
And I was just, you know, I was just so grateful, and I still am. It's a lot of
people. Yes.
I still don't know, but I'm just grateful to be here.
Amen.
I feel like I should be really thankful along with being grateful, but it's just bothering me that I don't know some of those faces that went on. So, you know, I was praying yesterday. I was like, well, you know, God, you want me to know, you'll tell me in your time. I'm not going to sit here and keep letting myself get frustrated over
that's
not.
Right.
Because different people were telling me different little things. And every time I went to the hospital, people were like, well, what, she got the virus again? She just came home 2 weeks ago. When I was walking down, she walked to the store, and then Miss Rose, she had the virus. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm still here. I'm still here. You know?
Yeah.
I'm grateful to God. And I'm grateful to Cooper, and my daughter was here, by herself. My neighbor just stepped in and took care of her. I should say,
thank you, Lord.
That's nothing but an act of God. My neighbors could have said, well, we got to work. We're busy.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeding her. She picked up some pounds, but that's okay. She's
yes.
up and down a little bit. And, you know, I am just truly grateful for God being in my life right now.
Thank
every
you,
day
Jesus.
I just thank him. I got some other things that. Going on, too, but they don't seem quite as important right now. You know, that's all
right.
I can say. You know, I love the Lord, and I am. He heard my cry. So.
Yes.
Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Bless the Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your love, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank the Lord for how he's there, Sister Rosetta. She could have been dead and gone, but the mercy of the Lord, he was gracious unto her. He had mercy on her and spared her life. Glory to God. Now, I tell you, there's only one thing left to do, and that is give your life completely to the Lord and let him fill you with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And this is what this message is about tonight. You can come to Jesus. It doesn't matter what condition you are in. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter what you did in your lifetime. But you can come to Jesus and receive this great salvation. The door
yes,
to salvation is still open. Glory to God in Revelation 3 and 8. The words say, I know thy work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Glory to God. The word of God said, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, you don't have to have no money. Salvation
right.
is free today. You
thank
can
you,
come to Jesus. You can come, buy and eat. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a dime in your pocket, but you can
amen.
Come to Jesus and let him work it out for you. Let him fix your life. Let him come into your life. The Bible says in Hosea, the second chapter in the 15th verse, and I will give her vineyard from thence and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Glory to God when the Lord has given you this great salvation. When he fills you with his spirit, you'll have a door of hope, and you can rejoice and sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You can give God some praise when he makes you free. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God's word is truth, and that's the only way. You can be delivered. It's through the word of truth that you can receive this great salvation. Glory to God. You can come to God before it's too late while he is calling. Don't let it be said too late to enter in at the golden gate. Jesus, he is the passageway. He is the door to your salvation. You can call on the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for neither is there salvation in any other, none other than
all
the
right.
name of Jesus. You can call on that name. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's all you have to do is just come to Jesus and call.
call on the name of the Lord. Repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you. Let him know that you're sorry, that you sinned against God. Let him know that you're willing to live for him. And the Lord will stop by. He'll touch your soul. He'll touch your mind. So much so until you surrender unto the Lord, saying, what must I do to be saved? Glory to God, he'll fill you with his spirit. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavily laden. Glory to God. He said, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul. But you got to come to Jesus. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus, his burden is light. You don't have to worry about carrying those old sinful burdens anymore, because the Lord, I said the Lord, he'll take away those old heavy burdens that you was carrying when you were in sin. Jesus is the way. You can come to Jesus. Doesn't matter what your title is. Doesn't matter what your name is. It doesn't matter what position you're in. You can come to Jesus. The door to salvation is yet open. Glory to God. The Bible said in Ezekiel 16:8, now when I pass by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. Glory to God. When God passed by us and saw the condition that we were in, that are now saved, God passed by us, and he saw the situation that we were in. He saw how we were living. Hallelujah. We was in sin. We were burdened down, living a life of tragedy, sin, in all kinds of conditions. But he said he looked upon thee, and behold, thy time was the time of love. He saw that we needed love. And he said, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. We were naked one day. Glory to God. And he spread his skirt over us. He made something beautiful out of our lives. He covered our nakedness. Mm-hmm. And he said, yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. We became the Lord's child. Glory to God. He made that covenant with us. And he said, I clothe thee also with broidered work. He said, then wash thy thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Glory to God. It's just like a child that was being born and left by itself. When that child is born, the blood is still on the child. The child has to be washed and cleaned up. Well, the Lord saw us. We were polluted in our own blood. We wasn't washed. We weren't clean. We were laying out in an open field by ourselves. And people passed by and saw us. They saw us in our sin, and they just shook their head. Look at that woman. Look at that child. But God, he saw us, and he loved us because he saw that we needed love. glory to God. He had mercy on us, and he showed love toward us. He covered our nakedness. He washed us and cleaned us up. And that's what God will do. He will wash you and make you whole. He'll work it out in your life. Whatever situation that was going on in your life, Jesus, he will work it out. He'll fix it for you. He said in his word, come now and let us reason together. Lord, throw your sins be as scarlet. Your sins, hallelujah, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And if ye be willing and obedient, it's on condition. If you be willing and if you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and if you rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. You can come now. I don't care what you did in your life. You can come now and reason with the Lord. You can receive this great salvation. You can receive the Spirit of God. He will come into you. He will suck with you. He will move in you. The Spirit of God will cause you to come alive. He'll make you alive. Glory to God. This great thing that God has done. I tell you, when you receive this beautiful gift of God, you will rejoice. You will praise the Lord for the wonderful work that he has done in your life. You can give it to Jesus. You can come to Jesus. Come today. Come without money, without price. You can get this free salvation. Jesus, he paid the price for you and I. He paid it all for our sins. He went up on Calvary's cross. He suffered and bled. He died. He died for a wretch like you and I. You can give your life to Jesus. I don't care what habit you might have or what's going on in your life. Give it to Jesus and let him fix it for you. Let him work it out for you. Just come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, he will wash them white as snow. He'll wash away your sins. He'll cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Jesus, he won't remember them anymore. He'll wash them. He'll wash you. He'll make you clean. Thank you, Jesus. All you have to do is come to Jesus. The door to this salvation is still open for you and you and you and for whoever believeth on the word of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Glory to God. You can give it over to Jesus. Let him work it out. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. You can go in and you can go out and you'll find pasture. The Lord, he will take control and he will make something beautiful out of your life. Just turn your life over to Jesus and receive this great salvation. This is a great salvation. And we should take it and accept it.
because God, he is so good and so merciful unto wretched like you and I. We don't even deserve his mercy, but God is a merciful God. He gives us a chance to receive this great salvation. You can turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. And once you give your life to Jesus, once you repent of your sin and you let the Lord come into your life, everything will be changed. You got to repent of your sin, being godly sorrowful, sorry that you sinned against God, and let the Lord know that you don't want to do those things anymore, smoking a cigarette, cursing and lying. Let the Lord know you don't want that anymore. Let the Lord know, I'm tired of living that kind of life. I want to live for the Lord. I want to live a holy life, a clean life. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and ye shall be holy. For I, the Lord your God, am holy. The Lord wants you to be holy. So after you have repented of your sins and was godly sorrowful for the wrong that you've done, then you can ask the Lord to sanctify you. And the things that you know that are not according to the word of God, you let it go. Glory to God. And you set yourself apart. The Bible said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you unto myself. You have to do these things, and God, he will work on you. He'll clean you up on the inside. You will have no more taste for the cigarette. You don't want to say anything that's wrong. You don't want to do anything that is wrong. And you don't want to go to those places that you used to go. You don't want to do the things that you used to do. God will change your very mind. Hallelujah. And once you have become thoroughly sanctified, then the Lord will come into you, and he will sup with you. He will make his abode with you. His spirit will come into you. He will quicken your mortal body. Something will begin to happen, and you will know of a surety something has happened to me. I am not the same. I don't think the way I used to think. I don't act the way I used to act. I don't talk the way I used to talk. But you'll be brand new. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and everybody will know something has happened unto you. Hallelujah. They'll see the change. They'll see that you don't go that way, the way you used to go. You don't go where you used to go. You don't do what you used to do. You don't say what you used to say. Hallelujah. The Lord will make you brand new. But you can come to Jesus. Come as you are. Don't wait. Don't put off. Because we don't know how long the Lord will allow us to live on this earth. Time is running out. Things are beginning to happen. We can see the signs of the second coming of Christ. He's coming back again. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give unto every man according as his work shall be. He's coming back as a thief in the night. Nobody
before the hour. That's why the Bible said, be ye also ready, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But be ready. We got to be ready. It's time to come to Jesus. It's time to stop putting it off. It's time to stop waiting. The Bible said, and now what wait I for? It's time out for waiting, but it's time to Jesus. Run for your life. Run. Run for your life because the time is running out. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God. You have to give your life to Jesus before it's too late. God spared our lives many times. God caused us and give us a little more time that we can get it right with him, that we may be saved, that our life can be changed. But sometimes we keep putting it off and waiting. And I don't know what we're waiting for, because if Jesus comes and catch us in a situation like that, we're going to be left behind. We won't be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But surely he is coming back, and we got to be ready. We got to have the gift of the Holy Ghost, because when Jesus comes back, it won't be any time to get ready. When he comes, he's coming to take the saints, those who have already received the Holy Ghost. He's coming to take them back. He's not coming to save anyone, but he's coming for his own. Those who have waited, those who have given their life unto the Lord, those are the ones that he's coming back for. If we don't be ready, we will be left behind. I thank God for his word. At this time, we're going to give way or open up the line for anybody who want to be saved. You want to make a change. You're tired of living that old life. You're tired of on that same old way. You want to make a change. You want to give your life to the Lord. He spared your life. Now give your life to him. He gave his life to you a great reward. Glory to God. At this time, as we turn our hearts and minds unto prayer, those who want to be saved, just put your mind on Jesus. Meditate on the word of God and think about what the Lord is saying to you. The door to salvation is still open. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to come forth and lead the prayer of faith for all those who want to be saved, those who want to make a change, those who are tired of living in sin, those who want to become brand new. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Cynthia.
Praise God. We thank God for the beautiful message. Thank God for the invitation bidding us to come unto him. Amen. Come unto salvation. I just thank God. And at this time, we're going to go in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, my God, thanking you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the messenger, my God. Continue to bless her, Lord Jesus. Strengthen and anoint her, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, move by your spirit, Lord. Send thou anointing more, Lord. Send your power, my God, in the name of Jesus. Look on all those that are listening tonight, my God. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help somebody to break up the stony heart, my God, to break up fallow ground, Lord, and say, what must I do to be saved, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help somebody to repent tonight, Lord, and turn their life unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Help someone to accept the invitation tonight, God. I know you're able, Lord. Have your way, God.
In the name of Jesus, make every way whole, my God. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, my God.
You're able.
In the name of Jesus, help someone to cry out tonight, Lord. Help them to call upon thy name, Lord. Help them to call you until they touch them, God. Help them to call you, Lord, until they fall out with their ways, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord. Look on that soul that's nearest to hell, God.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Lord. Touch their minds, Lord Jesus. Touch their heart, my God. I know you're able, Lord.
You're
look
able.
On that drug addict, my God. Have mercy right now, Lord. Look on that prostitute, my God. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on that suicidal mind, Lord. Have
yes,
mercy
Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Mercy.
Look on the drug dealer, Lord. Have
yes.
mercy, my God.
Mercy,
in the name of Jesus. Look
Lord.
On that soul that's sick, my God. Have mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
In the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, my God.
Your
have
will,
your
Lord.
Eternal way, Lord. Move, my God. Move up and down the East Coast, Lord. Move up and down the West Coast, my God. I know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on those states that are struggling, my God, with the COVID, Lord. Touch right now, my God. Lord, make a way, Lord. I know you're able, God. Let your word continue to go out, my God. Let it have free course, Lord. Help somebody to receive your word, Lord. Help them to take it in, my God, and live by it, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. Those that are on the prayer list, God, touch right now, Lord. Deliver, my God. In the name of Jesus, look on those young people, God, that have gone missing, Lord, that have run away from home, God.
Yes,
you
Lord
know
Jesus.
All about it, Lord. You know where they are, my God.
No, Lord.
Get them back home, my God.
Yes,
those
Lord.
Have been those that have been kidnapped, God.
Yes.
Send them back home, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. Let your will be done, God. Have your eternal way, God. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles, God. In the name of Jesus, fill with the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fill some soul up, my God.
Heal.
In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, my God.
Heal
this man, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Name.
Oh, my God, let your will be done, God.
Let your
have your eternal way, God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Continue to send thy word, Lord. Send thy anointing upon your people, God.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to preach thy word, Lord.
Are yes,
you going to do your will, Lord?
Yes,
your able,
Lord.
God. Have your eternal way, God.
Have
and we will be careful to give thy name the praise, Lord. These and all blessings we ask you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Can we all say thank you, Jesus?
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. The Lord is so good. And we thank him for his goodness. We thank him
thank
for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank him for his word. We thank him for that beautiful testimony that came through Sister Rosetta. I want you to keep on telling that testimony because God, he spared your life. And he didn't have to do it, but he had mercy and he spared your life. So you can keep on telling it. I'm glad you was able to get on this broadcast on the night, and I thank the Lord that testimony has gone out all over, all the way over to Africa. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for this service on today. We thank the Lord for Evangelist Tameen, for the exhortations, and for the words of encouragement, for the prayer, for everything. We thank you, Evangelist Cynthia, for that closing prayer, the prayer of faith. We know God is able,
And we are taking him at his word. We believe him. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, we believe God. I know he can do it. And the Lord did bless. He did bless one of the souls, brought them back home to their family.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are thankful. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. And we thank God for the other souls that he's been blessing through this radio ministry. And we are yet praying for those who are still hospitalized. Andrew, we're praying for him. He has that COVID virus, and he's on the ventilator. But I know God can bring him off. If he listened to this on the night, I'm telling you, God, he can do it. He's a merciful God. Glory to God. I just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Rosetta, also for your testimony. Thank the Lord for Kenya being on the line. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless and that you will continue to follow this broadcast and hear the word of God. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Khadija, who always, she's always there, giving the announcements and singing the song. I thank the Lord for her and everyone that contributes to this broadcast. So we want you to continue to look to the Lord. And if that's all, then, I mean.
I don't have anything else, but I truly thank God for the word of God. Keep on preaching the word.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
I thank God for the word of God, and I also thank God for Sister Rosetta's testimony.
Amen.
Keep telling that testimony.
Amen.
I remember we came to your house, and I believe you were on your way to the hospital one time we came, and you had just come home. But I thank God that he brought you out and saved your life.
Amen. Thank the Lord. And thanks, Khadija.
Thank you. I just thank God. Amen.
Praise
the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell. Talking about the door of salvation is still open and encouraging us, saying we can come to Jesus. I don't have anything to add. I thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer. And thank God also for Sister Rosetta's testimony.
Amen.
And keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Pray for me. Kenya, she's over on the broadcast guest line. And we're looking forward to her giving her testimony also. She also has a testimony. So as soon as we can get straightened out, we plan to hear from her. And we thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again on Tuesday night, Lord willing. And anyone who would like to receive a brand new King James Version Bible, free of cost, all you have to do is, after this broadcast, call 856-304-7774. Once again, that's 856-304-7774. Immediately after the broadcast, and you will receive a free King James Version Bible. Thank you, and we look to be back here on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.
God bless you.
God bless you.